Week 1, Day 4, Mark 15, 40 through 41. There was also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James, the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. When he went in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. John 21 through 18. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Worship Undeterred by Dory and Jim Gruen. Mary Magdalene, after following Jesus for 3 years, watches her Lord be nailed to a cross and painfully die. Mary Magdalene couldn't do anything for Jesus in his final moments of suffering on the cross, yet she dared to remain committed to him, despite her fear and the uncertainty around her. At the peak of everything falling apart, Mary remained as close to Jesus as possible as an act of worship to him. Early in the morning, Mary Magdalene continued to honor and worship Jesus by planning to take on the gruesome ordeal of preparing his body for burial with spices and perfume. Imagine the love she had for her Lord by volunteering to do this heartbreaking task. Upon arriving at the tomb and realizing Jesus' body was no longer inside, she was consumed with panic, told the disciples, and returned to the tomb with Peter and John to see for themselves that Jesus' body was gone. The two disciples returned home, but Mary held on to hope by remaining near the tomb, asking anyone she saw if they knew where her Lord was, until Jesus presented himself to her and gave her words of encouragement. Filled with joy, knowing that her Lord had conquered death, Mary went back to the disciples again, but this time to share the good news of the risen Christ. What an incredible contrast of emotions and thoughts she went through. What new questions does Mary have? How does she now have a relationship with the newly risen Jesus as Lord as opposed to the person, the man Jesus was, whom she had walked so closely with for 3 years? How will she worship her Lord with a hostile society around her? Mary didn't isolate. She didn't run. She didn't shut down or turn inward. In the face of fear, grief, and confusion, she clung to Jesus, literally remaining at his feet, and later at his tomb, even when others walked away. Her love and devotion kept her near, and it was there, through tears and persistence, that Jesus met her with comfort, clarity, and a renewed purpose. In our moments of heartache or uncertainty, may we respond like Mary, not with distance, but with devotion. When we feel lost, let us draw nearer to Jesus, not because we have answers, but because he is the answer. And just as Mary didn't walk through her grief alone, we too are meant to stay close to fellow believers. God has given us the gift of spiritual family, people who can pray with us, cry with us, and point us back to hope when we need it most. Worship in hard seasons means staying near to Jesus and his people. Let's be courageous enough to do both. Question number one, think back to some of your most challenging times. How did your relationship with Jesus help you? Question two, what are the scripture verses that you rely on during these times? If you don't have any, find one. Write it here and memorize it. Question three, what did you learn from these past experiences that will help you in the future? Daily prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for being my rock. I know you'll always be there for me, but sometimes when I need you the most, I lose my focus. I pray that during times of stress, my worship of you will grow stronger and that you will be glorified by what we go through together. Amen.